Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, we'll be talking with some really great guests. We'll be bringing in individuals that are mechanical contractors as well as a company that is industrial painters. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and events happening in and around the community. Starting out with an ongoing Adopt a Family program. This program is running the entire holiday season. If you're interested in adopting a family here in our community that is in need and you want to make their holiday season a little extra special, contact us at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. We'd be happy to pair you with one of those families in need. We also have a business education seminar on December the 10th, just before our business after hours program. This is going to be entitled Sales, 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 Learn Technique from the Best Sales Professionals. We do want to thank KeyBank for being our generous sponsor. Also on the 10th, we have our Business After Hours. That is going to be sponsored by Branding Pros and Children's Home of Poughkeepsie. The Hudson Valley Young Professionals will also have a toy drive running the entire month of December. Stop by a foam and wash car wash location throughout the Hudson Valley community and drop off a toy, and they will give you a complimentary foam and wash car wash. We have our holiday contact breakfast on December 17th and so much more. Find out all this information right on our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by BPI Mechanical Service. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from BPI Mechanical Service, we have two special guests. We have the president and founding partner, that's Dan Keating, along with John Garrett. He's with the business development team. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Yes, Frank.
So, obviously, BPI Mechanical is a mechanical contracting service, but I want you to tell our listeners exactly, in your own words, some background, some history, and what it is that you do.
We started back in 2012, August of 2012. I've been in the trade for nearly 40 years, working in the field, working with the wrenches, and had a desire to start my own company. So back 2012, partnered with a gentleman I've known for years. He had a big industrial commercial construction company in the plumbing pipe fitting trade, and he wanted to expand, and the timing worked out perfect. So 2012, we started a company, and we've seen some large growth since then, primarily Capital Region North, and we knew the Hudson Valley region was something we wanted to get into. So we came down here back in May of 2025, and we're going to start to concentrate some efforts down here.
So when we say mechanical contracting service, I want you to tell our listeners what that entails, what services it is that you provide.
A lot of refrigeration, industrial, commercial, heating, air conditioning, large boilers, chillers, rooftop units, anything commercial, industrial related is where we focus. That's our strong point. That's where we excel. That's where we do the best. That marketplace is where we shine.
So talk about when you like to get involved in a project. You know, you're obviously a full service company. New construction is key. When is it that you should be engaged in a construction project?
I think as the construction project starts to unfold, having a service company come in there maybe a quarter way through the project, the service guys can start to see where equipment's getting installed, what type of equipment is getting installed, is it service guy friendly once it's installed? you'll go on some of these projects that don't have a service company involved early in, and there'll be something in the way of an access panel. Now, there's pipes in the way or conduits in the way. We try to prevent that getting in on something early stages. It gets us in front of the customer, the end user, the owner. You start to build that relationship early on. They see that you are there for a long haul. We want this to be a proper project. We want it to be installed correctly, make it serviceable. That equipment should last you 15, 20, 30 years. And that's what we're here for. It's not just build it and walk away from it. It's build it, maintain it. We have a motto we're starting to use, build it like you own it. We're saying that to the guys who install this stuff. Put that in like it's going in your house. You want it to be there for the next 20 years. You want to be able to work on it and service it. And so do that. Build it like you own it.
So Dan and John, as full-service HVAC experts, talk about the different elements of the services that you provide. So obviously new installation and then service and maintenance. What does that entail?
I think the service after the installation, a lot of owners are misguided that the first year of ownership, it's covered under a warranty, which it is. But maintenance is not warranty work. And if you don't maintain a piece of equipment for any extended period of time, two things are going to happen. The energy costs to run that piece of equipment are going to skyrocket, and the longevity of that piece of equipment is going to drop. So let's do the maintenance. Let's do the manufacturer's recommended maintenance, whether it's quarterly or yearly, whatever it happens to be. Let's get those things done. Let's get those filters changed. Let's get those boilers cleaned and those chiller tubes punched. And let's do all of the things that you're supposed to do to maintain this equipment and give it longevity. It increases indoor air quality for building folks who use the building. Nothing worse than going into a nice new building and looking up and you see your supply air grill coated with dirt because no one's done the maintenance for so long. That stuff is critical.
So I want to change the conversation just a little bit to talk about your target audience at BPI Mechanical Services. Mm-hmm. Talk about who that target audience is for you. Who are those ideal customers? Who are you servicing out in the community here in the Hudson Valley?
Mainly, it's going to be a business owner, building owner, facilities owner. They're the ones that are going to be concerned with the long-term preventive maintenance on their building so that it'll help extend the life of their equipment, improve energy efficiency, and prevent surprises is the main thing.
Yeah. Just want to talk about energy efficiency because that's something that you mentioned just a few moments ago. I know that some of these older systems might run forever. They say they run forever. But what are the advantages of going to a more modern unit and more modern technology and taking advantage of some of this
energy efficiency? Yeah, certainly energy efficiency. There's, you know, the latest, greatest control systems that can be installed, turn things on at, you know, a certain optimal time throughout the morning before people get in the building, turn things off at night, you know, schedules of equipment when it comes on. I'm not starting my whole building at the same time. Certainly keeping things clean, all that efficiency. A lot of things are now Wi-Fi enabled. You could be anywhere in the world and you can get an alarm on your phone or on a laptop or a tablet and says there's something wrong with my building. You can see that. You can make adjustments. Some of our customers have the ability to look at stuff on their phone. You can be sitting in the parking lot, pull up to a customer's building, pull up something on your phone, and see what's going on in that customer's building. They'll place a service call. You can dial in remotely to the building and see what's going on, relay that information to the service guy who's going out to do a repair, so he has an idea of what he's getting into even before he gets there. Sometimes they can troubleshoot it before they even get there, just over the phone. They get there, they know exactly what to do, what to go to, how to fix it, how to get them up and running. The biggest thing is downtime. We try to prevent whatever we can to reduce the amount of downtime on a customer's building. You talked about manufacturing there. Nothing worse than having a chiller go down, that's related to a piece of manufacturing equipment. That chiller goes down because it wasn't maintained or there's something wrong with it. All of a sudden, the customer's manufacturing and production goes down. That's right. That costs a lot of money. And we try to do what we can to prevent that, come up with different maintenance plans and scheduled shutdowns. We'll look at bearing failure long before it's a bearing failure. You know, we'll do all that stuff. A lot of it's predictive maintenance, not necessarily preventive maintenance. We look to see what failures are imminent, and then we can schedule repairs.
You know, as you were mentioning that when I was talking before, I had in the back of my mind an incident that happened. My family was in the printing business for many years. That's where I spent most of my time in my early years in my career. And I can remember us ordering paper, coming in on a Friday, and we ordered multiple skids for a very large job that needed to be out in a rush. And the HVAC went down over the weekend, and the humidity, the paper sucked up all that humidity. Once that humidity gets into the paper, it curls it, and you can't feed it through the presses. With sheet fed presses, that paper needs to be flat. Unfortunately,
that's a big cost.
That paper was waste.
Big cost that could have been prevented by, again, preventive maintenance or predictive maintenance.
Yep.
We can see a failure coming. We know it's going to happen. Let's schedule a shutdown before you get that paper delivery. Let's get that thing repaired before that paper shows up.
Yeah, if there's anything, time is money.
Yeah. Again, Frank, with the trends everywhere in today's society, everybody knows about smart televisions and stuff like that. It's like same in our industry, too. Technology's moving fast, and people are switching to smart thermostats, high-efficiency heat pumps, and there's all kinds of innovative plumbing solutions out there right now that save energy and water, and people are conscious of all the savings. At BPI Mechanical, we try to stay on top of those trends so we can recommend the best, most effective solutions to our customers.
I know there's some incentives out there too, NYSERDA and others that can provide incentives to upgrade. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, so a lot of them, you can go on NYSERDA's website and you can look and, you know, start determine what type of equipment you're looking to upgrade, and they'll give you some basic framework for what type of rebates will be available. If you're going to go from a standard issue, non-high efficient, non-condensing boiler to a high efficient condensing boiler, how much money are we going to save? How much, not only money are you going to save on energy, what are we going to get as a rebate from NYSERDA? Upgrade thermostats, controls, water heaters, any of this new stuff. There's all these new VRF refrigeration systems. It's a, you know, multiple indoor units for heating and air conditioning with one large condenser outside. All those things are eligible for NYSERDA upgrades, and they can be pretty lucrative. You can get a lot of money on that stuff.
In any industry, service and reputation are key. Just want you to take a moment and talk about that, what that means to BPI Mechanical and to the community.
Well, we're certainly, we're a family-owned business. I started with a partner who he's just about done and retired, so he's enjoying his retirement years. I have my two kids in the business. At one point, I had both my daughter-in-laws working in the business. We have several husband-wife teams working in the business. The wife in the office, the husband out in the field. I have two of those. To me, that's important. We do a lot of community stuff. We train our guys. We spend a ton of money on constantly keeping that workforce updated on the latest technology. Listen, there's a lot of private equity coming into this marketplace. We get calls 2-3 times a week on these big investment guys. They want to come in. They want to buy you out. They want you to stick around for a couple of years, and then off they go. We're not interested in doing that. We're going to stay the way we are. I think it sets us apart from some of these other large corporations. The employees here, they're not just a number. You know, I know these guys. They've been working with me for 15, 20, 30 years, even prior to us starting this company. These guys have been with me that long. You know, I know them. I've met their wives. I've met their children. They've been to my house. We have parties at my house. We We do company events on a regular basis. I get to know them. To me, that's critical. That's important. It keeps a nice, happy workforce. And when these guys are happy, they're out there, they're doing their job, they're maintaining the equipment, they enjoy what they do. That's critical.
BPI Mechanical Service, highly skilled workforce, union quality, right here in the Hudson River Valley. Before we take off, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with BPI Mechanical.
There's a couple of different ways. You can reach us here at our Poughkeepsie office. We're located at 33 Arlington Avenue in Poughkeepsie. Our phone number there is 845-762-3609. You can visit our website at www.bpimechanicalservice.com, or you can find us on social media. Again, we offer preventive maintenance, installations, design build services, refrigeration and plumbing solutions, basically whatever keeps business comfortable and running smoothly.
That's BPIMechanicalService.com, BPIMechanicalService.com. Or you can always find them on our website. It's the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website at dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory, put in BPI, and they will be the first to come up. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That was Dan Keating, President and Founding Partner, and John Garrett, Business Development Manager of BPI Mechanical Service. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Ryder Painting. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick message from our partners.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, as promised, proud members of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, Ryder Painting, Matthew McDermott, President, along with Elliot Earl. He's the Director of Business Development and Operations. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I love having the trades in, and I'm going to dub this the trade show because the last guest we had on was BPI Mechanical Service, and they're based here in the Hudson Valley in an Albany area, servicing mechanical contracting, and now here, Ryder Painting. So, gentlemen, I want you to tell our listeners about your company, how you got started, and what services that you provide.
Yeah, thanks for having us. So we are a commercial, industrial, and residential painting company. Our home base is over in Highland, New York, but we do service everything from Westchester up to Albany. We specialize in a lot of different coating systems, and yeah, we've been doing this for a bit now, going on our 12th year, and it's been a journey.
So how did you end up in this business? I mean, a painting company, who wakes up one day and says, you know what, I'm going to be a painter?
Well, I had started painting as kind of like a side hustle while I was still in school, in high school. And it kind of just grew into a little bit more. I went to college for construction management, grew up in the trades, and painted my way through a lot of that as well. And then just started doing it. My partner and I actually met into business. He had his own business, did more commercial. I did more residential. And then, you know, about a little over 10 years ago, we decided to team up and formed a new corporation and been kind of going that way ever since.
How about for you, Elliot?
Well, I am new to Ryder Painting. I'm 8 months in with these guys as far as working with them. But I spent the last 13 years prior working for a paint manufacturer and vendor. So over the last 6-7 years, I got to get, know Matt and Brian pretty well. And then obviously life takes its toll with having kids and a family and wanted to do a little bit more with the kids and the family. And I had a great opportunity to hop on and be the director of business development and operations for them. So my background is more sales oriented, and that's why I'm here, and that's my big focal point for the business. But I've known these guys for the last 6 years, and I've seen them grow to where they're at today. It gives me the great opportunity to take this on to the next level for them.
I love how you said life takes its toll, and then you talked about the kids. Instead of life takes its course, life takes its toll when you have kids.
Oh, right? Yeah, I'm going bald and gray, so definitely the toll comes, but it's a good toll.
So I want you to take the opportunity and talk about the types of work that you like to have. So in other words, what are the projects that are ideal for your company? Is it interior, exterior? Is it new construction? Is it old construction? Is it after a tenant moves out and destroys a place? All the above.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do a good job of being experts in a few different categories. And, you know, so we do a lot of exterior painting. We do a lot of interior multifamily, you know, commercial use space. We do industrial coatings, different epoxies. Yeah, we through the years, we've picked up a bunch of different systems and ways to get these jobs done from a cost-effective standpoint while maintaining, like, a good quality product.
So painting, I don't often think about industrial coatings with that. So I want you to talk about that. How did you end up into that service and what it is? What are industrial coatings? Is this something that you're talking about for huge industrial warehouse spaces on the flooring? Is this for garage flooring? All the above?
Yeah, a little bit of all the above. You know, we do a lot of work with Central Hudson. And so industrial coatings are... It's kind of when you leave the, like, aesthetic side of paint and you get into more of the use case for whatever that coating is for, whether it's a flooring product, a roofing product. There are, you know,
interesting products. So roofing also.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got services for floor, from floor to roof, yep, and everything in between. I want you to keep talking about each of those individually. So talk about the flooring product. Why would we want to seal a floor, a concrete floor?
Okay, so a flooring product would be, like, you know, to make it something that's palatable, like a garage floor. The concrete will, you know, could take oil and a lot of different products that'll stain that substrate. It'll stain concrete just if it's bare and unsealed. So we can do anything from, like, a clear sealer, which is a pretty cost-effective way to go. And sometimes it's just to mitigate the dust that comes from, you know, garage floors. And then you can do two-part epoxies. That's that. You'll get some more longevity out of that. And that, you know, any kind of spills, oil spills, like, nothing will penetrate that slab anymore. And you'll be able to have a easy cleanup system. It also has the aesthetic value to it as well. Like, there's a whole slew of different types of epoxy systems that you can do, 100% broadcast systems.
What's that mean?
That means that the entire floor is made of a broadcast, whether it's paint chips or a quartz aggregate. So you put a base coat down, then you put the broadcast system down, so the entire floor is covered with this broadcast. The next day when you come back, or maybe a few hours later when it's dry, you sweep and vacuum all the excess that's on the top, and then you can clear coat over that. So it does, it has a, you know, cool look to it when it's all done. You can do solid colors, multicolors. There's a large array of options that you can choose from.
So my mechanic had this done in his garage bays, and he loves it because of the durability of it and how quickly you can clean up spills easier than the concrete, which will oftentimes absorb. Also prevents sweating. So I know somebody that did this in their classic car garage, and the sweating is now sealed from coming up through from the ground, and the building itself will not sweat nearly as bad if you have that coating on there. So it's a great way to preserve, especially classic cars, where there's any type of raw metal. He'd get a patina on there, and to prevent that, he decided to coat the floor, and it has prevented it since he's done it. So really interesting products from the floor now to the roof. Now, you have roofing products as well. So this would be, what, a membrane to go over, like, a rubberized roof, for example?
Yeah. So you can do it over membrane. You could do it over standing seam. So this is like a siliconized roof coatings that, you know, will their main design is to not let water penetrate.
Right. So to go over top of like an EDPM type exactly, roof, yeah, where silicone is really the ideal product to use, using other products might even eat the roof. Yeah. I've seen that in instances where people have put the wrong product on it, it just eats right through it over time, and they're not realizing they're creating a bigger problem than they have. So you have products that are designed specifically to seal. What's the longevity on those products?
So they do offer warranty systems for it. I think you can do what?
10 to 15 years. And then what you think about, like, roof coatings in general, it's so expensive, right, to replace a roof, especially multifamily, some of these small industrial buildings, some of these large ones as well. That cost of silicone you talked about, the great thing about silicone costs, they go up, they go down. It's probably one of the few things that actually fluctuates. So that process of us doing roofs actually helps that building owner, that tenant, with longevity in their building, right? I think the one thing we forget about coatings sometimes, even industrial coatings, is that it is also a protection of property.
So for our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you're listening to Elliot Earl. He is the Director of Business Development and Operations. And also in the studio with Elliot is the president, the owner, Matthew McDermott, and they are with Ryder Painting. We're talking about all the services that they provide from floor to ceiling to roof and above. And now we're really in the walls of the house at this moment in time, or the walls of the building, because it's not just a house. It's not just residential. You also do industrial commercial work. So talk about the products that you provide. Why should we use a quality paint? What's the difference between just going and buying an inexpensive paint at one of the box stores?
The reason why you want to go to high quality paint is because durability, right? When we talk about durability, it can be whether you have kids or you have animals or you don't. At the end of the day, you do have furniture that goes against walls. You just have, as human nature, right, us rubbing against walls. You have different oils from your hands that go on different surfaces. A premium paint, it's costs a little bit more, but the longevity is key, right? You put that premium paint down, it's going to be washable. A lot of these paints are washable and scrubbable. They could go up to 3,000 scrubs at one spot at a time. They can be washed off. Stains can be washed off with soap water and a nice little microfiber rag. That's going to be key, because at the end of the day, when you go in, or we go in to paint, whether it be a building or a home, you know, we tell our clients, you know, we love to see you. We love the opportunity. But you know what, Frank? I don't want to see you for another 7 to 10 years, right? And I know you don't want to see me for another 7 to 10 years. So premium helps with longevity. It also helps with the look of the property, right? You go get that commercial grade paint. We could do our best from the prep work to make it look good, but that premium stands out, whether it be a nice, clean, matte finish, or you have a nice subtle satin finish on that home. Depending on what's being painted, it gives off a different look. And that's what we really provide when it comes to painting, whether it be industrial, commercial spaces, or it be fine finish for home.
Whether it's interior, exterior, floor, ceiling, fencing, and beyond, if it takes paint, if it takes a coating, then you want to contact Ryder Painting. It's RyderPaintingNY.com. That's RyderPaintingNY.com. That's Ryder with an I, R-I-D-E-R. And, of course, you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory. Put in Ryder, R-I-D-E-R. They are the first to come up. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, that's all we have time for here on our show today. But if you like what you heard from any of our guests and you want to find out more information about them, visit our site, dcrcoc.org. Go to our business directory. It's an easy way for you to find local companies. Think local first right here in the Hudson River Valley. Or if you want to find events that are happening here in the Hudson River Valley, maybe you want to get involved in the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Learn more about chamber events. You can always visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, dcrcoc.org. Thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.